Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
One issue more than anything else, though. Exercising the discerning hard shoulder listener this afternoon, and it is the suggestion from Michael O'Leary of Ryanair in an interview in the Daily Telegraph that there be a 2-drink maximum imposed at airports to help deal with unruly behaviour both in the airport and, more worryingly, on the flight. Like I say, plenty of people getting in touch. Pointless, says one listener. Even if it was implemented, people who want more than 2 drinks will just buy duty free. Somebody else says Michael O'Leary has good intentions, but it will not work. In fact, it will make things worse because people will buy bottles of spirits before the flight and will just end up drinking them if they can't buy pints. That's from Aaron and Talla. One listener says, how about a 2-drink minimum for the plebs that fly with Ryanair? That's half the reason I never fly with them. Particularly snobby text, if you don't mind me saying. And Anthony Lawless says, I work in the pub trade in Galway. By the time I finish work around midnight and get to Dublin Airport, a pint at 5 a.m. is a nightcap before catching a flight and having a snooze in the plane. Thousands of people in Dublin Airport travel a long distance to get there rather than roll out of bed and take a 20 minute taxi trip to get there, says Anthony, who doesn't realise. I suggest that I also take a long trip to get to Dublin Airport. I don't live a 20 minute taxi ride away. And I still think it's mental, Anthony, people having pints at 5 a.m. and people who put them up on Instagram, first against the wall when the revolution comes. Kira Mooney is with me, Managing Director of Freedom Travel and Solo Travel, as is Joan Scales. Joan is a travel writer and presenter of Destination Anywhere on Dublin South FM. You're both very welcome. Kira, do you think there's merit in this, a 2-drink maximum at the airport?
I think it would be great, but I think it would be very, very hard for anyone to keep track of us, because you go into one bar and then you'd be able to easily go into another one. So I think it's just for people. I know fear of flying sometimes. I know people that have a little bit too much, but that's more so they'll sleep on the plane. But I think it's unfortunate now the people that do it, just to, if they're getting rowdy and they're going away and ruin the flight for everybody else, that's where the problem lies, unfortunately.
Yeah, because I don't want to sound like I'm some sort of abstemious stuck in the mud, and I like a drink. I like having a drink when I get on the plane. So I'm not begrudging it. But the issue here is that kind of it can be a scary situation on an airplane if things kick off, because there's nowhere to go.
Exactly. And I think especially for the air stewards and the air hostesses and the stewards on board, it can be very, like I've seen it before in the past, where people have got rowdy and kicked off and there's nowhere to go on a plane. You know, so it's kind of ruining the flight for the other nearly 300 passengers on board, because a few people have just decided to have a bit more than their bodies could actually handle.
I wonder, though, could you manage it by, you know, counting drinks on people's boarding cards, for example? You know, the way you've got to scan them to buy things in some of the shops in the airport, or rather they ask you to scan them. I don't think you necessarily have to do it. You could do it that way, or, you know, in some airports they'll take your duty free and they'll leave it for you right up at the plane door at the departure gate. That you would have to do that then with alcohol to stop people, you know, necking the bottles of vodka if they can't have the 2 drinks. You know, there's probably a way you could do it, is there?
Well, as far as I know, you can't actually drink your duty-free on board because it's in sealed bags. So as far as I was concerned, until you get over to the far side, to your destination, that was prohibited, because I did actually try it before with a bottle of Baileys and I was told it wasn't allowed near us. So that's not
Kira.
Allowed. But yeah, I know. But it's all experience. It's all experience. And it was just to put in a drop of coffee, you know? It
wasn't to go crazy on the flight. She couldn't have coffee without it. I mean, kind of, what kind of a world do we live in? Joan Scales, I mentioned, is with us as well. Joan, do you think this could be workable?
One of the main reasons, and thanks for having me on, one of the main reasons I think it's not workable is the airports are dependent on places like bars and restaurants for revenue. And that's the revenue that keeps them going. And it's the revenue that keeps our prices down. It's also airlines like Ryanair give their staff commission on the sales that they make on board the flights. So everything would go up if we weren't going to be able to have, if we were going to have limited sales of alcohol at airports and on airlines. So people have to think about that as well. it does have a, would have a financial impact on what happens.
You finish your point, Joan.
The other thing I think that maybe would reinforce this in people, disruptive people's minds, is if they were actually charged for the cost of disrupting a flight, because at the moment people, the airlines usually pick up the cost, and the cost can be an enormous. If you say a 737 has to be disrupted, you know, and return to base or land at another airport, you're talking about somewhere around 20,000 to 30,000 extra. The airlines are picking it up. So maybe if people were actually being charged with the actual cost of what it costs the airlines for the disruption, then maybe they might think twice about being unruly and misbehaving on a flight. And also the other thing to do in America is on American flights, it's for a security reason, but they also operate with unruly passengers, is the air marshals. So if you get disruptive on American flight within America, before you know it, you are strapped to your seat by a gun-wielding air marshal. So maybe we need some air marshals for the unruly passengers.
So less kind of rules around drink and more consequences to unruly behaviour, serious consequences. Because here it is kind of, it does feel like sometimes here we treat it almost as kind of a jape, you know what I mean? It's a kind of a funny story from holidays. Oh, did you see how kind of drunk Derek got when we were getting on the flight, or he was falling all over the place and then he peed on his seat?
It's not a joke. It's not a joke for the other. I mean, if you're on a flight, a Ryanair flight, there's 200 other people passengers on that flight with you, and you're ruining their holidays. So I think people really need to, the message needs to be reinforced. And in June, the Irish aviation industry launched a campaign to tackle unruly passengers' behaviours at airports and on flights. And it includes the Garda Síochána, the Aviation Authority, Air Nav Ireland, International Aviation Organisation, and all the airlines. Mm. And they signed a joint declaration to try and combat the issue of unruly behaviour in flights. So I think they really need to reinforce that message to passengers and to also implement some strict rules and maybe some legal things and take cases against passengers who cause these problems.
I thought it was interesting, Joan, and I wouldn't fly through UK airports that often, but Michael O'Leary would be in and out of them all the time, and he felt actually it's a bigger issue there. There's a real drinking culture at air. I thought there was in Ireland, but he says no, it's much, much worse in the UK.
I think I'd have to agree with Michael, being a regular traveller myself. I do see the... I know they always say that the Irish are great party people, but actually I think the British beat us hands down on that at times, particularly when they go to places like Corfu.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.